Welcome to the unconventional journey of modern parenting. This is The Meaningful Space, a podcast where we dive into the deep ends of raising tweens and teens. You are not just any parent, and this isn't just any other podcast. I am Suraj Kumar Reyes, and together we are going to challenge norms, scatter the barrier, redefine success for our children. You might be tuning in from blustering cities across the globe, from United States to Australia, or from New York to New Delhi. Each of you juggling with the complexities of work, life, and ever-evolving digital landscape. As parents, you are the architect of the future, shaping minds that are not just academically brilliant, but emotionally intelligent and resilient and compassionate too. So, are you ready for the transformation the way you connect with your teens and tweens? To forge stronger bonds in the digital era, or to balance the scale of mental well-being and academic pressure? Or say, to help your teens have a resilient mindset that can understand things better or faster than us who had struggled when we were stepping into this game called life? If your answer is yes to all these, then let's embark on this journey together. In every episode, we will tackle real issues with real solutions, from navigating to digital dilemmas of building a family culture where every member thrives. So, what's waiting for you? Let's grab your headphone and let's unravel the beautiful and complex world of parenting, one episode at a time. As I'm recording this, I am reminded of a profound truth that shaped my journey. Parenting isn't just about raising children, it's about raising the future. Each one of us, at some point of time, dreamt of changing the world. We imagined inventions, movements, or milestones. Yet as the time passed, our focus shifted. But today, I want to bring us back to that pivotal dream, not through the act, but through the act of parenting itself. You see, our world doesn't need any flying cars or aeroplanes that can swim. It needs compassionate, kind-hearted leaders, and that begins at home with our children. But again, the goal is never to raise a perfect child, but the goal is to raise a whole child, because it is the whole child that can really make a difference. So three things that I want you to get. First thing is, you have to know who your village is. We say it takes a village to raise a child, and the first thing is to know who your village is. Let's dive deeper into this idea of your village. It's a concept we often have heard, but do we truly understand its depth? I remember a story that perfectly illustrates this. There was a young boy, let's call him Suraj. Suraj was a very bright, energetic kid, but struggled with math and academics, and that brought his confidence down every time. His mother tried everything, from tutors to beating him up with anything she could find, but nothing seemed to click. Then they had a conversation with his sports coach, Mr. Dilip Dige. He was not a maths teacher, he was a basketball coach, but he had a special bond with Suraj. He understood Suraj in ways others didn't. One day, Mr. Dilip decided to integrate maths into basketball coaching. He used geometry to explain the angles of throws and follow-throughs. And guess what? Suraj started to understand math's concept in a way he never did before. You see, the concept of it takes a village to raise a child is not just a saying. It's a powerful truth, and we often overlook it. Let me share an experience that beautifully illustrates this. I was once working with a group of teenage girls on a project. The task was very simple: organize a charity drive in the neighborhood. I was expected to plan, discuss, and execute, and that's what I told them. But here's the twist. Instead of driving straight into the task, these girls spent the first hour just talking, sharing stories about their lives, about their fears, and about their dreams. At first, I was very impatient, thinking, when will they start working? But then it hit me. This was their way of building their own village. They were creating a support system, a network of trust and understanding, which was crucial for them to succeed, not just in this task, but in life itself. This is where we say, as parents, we need to understand who form the part of your child's village. It is not just about immediate family or the usual maths or science teacher. It's about identifying those unique individuals who connects with your child at a deeper level, be it the art teacher who can appreciate appreciate the creative streaks, the cricket coach who can teach them about teamwork or resilience, or the neighbor who comes across after traveling and shares the stories of their adventure across the world. These individuals play a crucial and critical role in our child's development. They provide different perspectives, nurture various aspects of personalities, and offer support in areas where, as parents, we might not be able to. But here is another crucial aspect. As parents, we need to actively engage with this village. It's about creating a dialogue system, understanding their influence, and working collaboratively with them. For instance, a conversation with your drama teacher might reveal the incredible talent for public speaking, or a chat with your music teacher can uncover the struggle of perfectionism which your child is having. Now, you might wonder, how does this help in changing the world? Here is the thing. By knowing and engaging with our children's village, we ensure that they are not just well-rounded individuals, but also empathetic, open-minded, and collaborative. These are the future leaders, innovators, and change-makers of the world. They learn to value different viewpoints, collaborate with diverse groups, and build communities based on mutual respect and understanding. So, as we move forward, let's ask ourselves, do we truly know our children's village? Are we engaging with them effectively? Remember, in shaping our children's future, every voice in this village matters. Now, having understood the importance of village, let's go to the next pillar, intentionality in parenting, where every actions and words shape the future of our children. Having understood the crucial role of children's village, let's come to an imperative focus on being intentional in our parenting journey. Intentionality in parenting means consciously guiding our children, not just in what they do, but in who they are becoming also. Let's picture this scenario. It's a regular evening at home, and you are sitting with your team who just came back from the school. They are talking about their day, about the small setbacks or small achievements at school. And here, in these everyday conversations, lies the crux of intentional parenting. It is how we respond to those stories, the questions we ask, and the value we weave into those interactions. For instance, your teenage daughter comes home about winning a school debate. It is easy to focus on the win and say, "I am proud you won." But intentional parents dig deeper. Try saying, "I am proud how you stood up for your belief and respected the opinion of others." This shift from celebrating the achievement to acknowledging the character traits will instill values beyond just winning. It's not just about raising a child who is academically brilliant or gifted sports person. It's about nurturing a child who is kind and resilient. It's about raising someone who, when stepping into the world as an adult, enriches with their characters. Being intentional means recognizing that we are not raising kids, we are shaping future adults. We are preparing them not just for the college or a job, but for the life itself. It's about helping them develop a moral compass that guides them in making the world a kinder and more compassionate place. And this extends to how they interact with their peers, how they face the challenges, or even how they perceive themselves. For example, if your son comes home disheartened by a poor test score, instead of focusing solely on the scores, talk about the effort, the learning process. Encourage resilience. Say, "It's great to see you challenging yourself. What did you learn from this experience?" And trust me, I have seen this within the family. I have seen one of my in-laws doing this with his son. Remember, every word we say, every action we take as parents is a building block in our child's development. We are not aiming for perfection, both in ourselves or in our children. We are aiming for growth and for wholeness. And as we embrace the power of intentional parenting in shaping our children's future, let's move to third pillar. Healing, a journey that is much about our children as it is about us as parents. Having explored the power of knowing your village or our village and the importance of being intentional in how we raise our children, we now come to a crucial aspect that often remains unspoken: the need of healing in parenting. This is where the true transformation begins. There is a profound truth in the saying, "Hurt people hurt others. Healed people heal others." As parents, our journey is not about guiding our children, but also about confronting and healing our own past wounds. Because, believe it or not, our unresolved issues, fears, and unhealed scars directly impact how we parent. Consider this scenario. You are having a conversation with your teenage son, and suddenly there is an emotional outburst over something. It is easy to ask, "Why are you reacting?" But often what we are seeing is a reflection of our own unaddressed emotional responses. Our children act as mirror, reflecting not just to our words and actions, but also to our emotional landscapes. Healing as a parent means recognizing and addressing these reflections. It's about acknowledging that sometimes the frustration we see in our teens might be the echo of our own suppressed emotions. It is about understanding that our approach to discipline might be colored by our own experience of authority from when we were young. Healing is not an overnight process, and it is certainly not about achieving perfection. It is about being honest with ourselves, seeking help when needed, and by being open about our struggles and our achievements with our children. It's about showing them that making mistakes, learning, and growing is a lifelong journey. And in this process of healing, we gift our children something invaluable, the model of a parent who faces challenges, learns from them, and grows. We show them that it's okay to be vulnerable, to seek help, and to heal. We empower them not just to carry forward our strengths, but also to learn from our own vulnerabilities. In essence, by healing, we are not just raising children. I will repeat again, we are nurturing future adults who are emotionally intelligent, empathetic, and resilient. We are contributing to a world that values emotional well-being and personal growth. So, as we are near to conclude today's podcast, remember, the journey of a parenting is not just about shaping the future of our children. It is about healing our past and nurturing our present. It's about creating the legacy of emotional health and resilience that transcends generations. In closing, I would echo Muhammad Ali's word: service to others is the rent you pay for your room on earth. Our ultimate service? Raising children who illuminate the world with their kindness and compassion. And so, as we conclude today's podcast, please remember, the journey of parenting is not just about shaping the future of our children. It's also about healing our past, nurturing our present. It's about creating a legacy of emotional health and resilience that can transcend generations. I am Suraj Kumar AS, and it has been an honor guiding you through these essential discussions. And with that, I invite you all to join my upcoming podcast, where we can continue to explore the complexities of parenting with empathy, right intention, and with lots and lots of insights. Please share this journey with others who you think might get benefited, as we collectively strive to raise a generation that can change the world, one healed heart at a time. Thank you for joining me today, and keep creating those ripples of positive change through parenting. And yes, your voice matters. Let it be heard. Join our community survey with the link shared below and share your unique parenting experiences, on which we can make another episode for you if you want it. Anyways, don't forget to follow us on social media handles given below. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you next time.